Sand and Gravel, may I help you?
Yes, Carl in by chance?
Who may I say is calling?
It's Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
With Cardiff?
Cardiff, correct.
And what is this regarding, Taylor?
I'm following up with them. We actually spoke about 2 months ago. We had extended a finance offer there to the business. He wanted me to follow up with him here around fourth quarter just to touch base there and see if any needs had come up there we could help him out with.
Okay, let me see if I can locate him for you. Hold on just one moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us.
Hello.
Hey, Carl.
Hey.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
At where?
Bank of Cardiff.
I'm doing fine, but I don't believe I'd be interested, though.
You know? Oh, that's fine. You and I actually spoke here. It was about 2 months ago. You were kind of holding off there till fourth quarter time to do anything. I just wanted to touch base with you there.
I appreciate it, but I don't think we're going to do anything right now.
I got you. Did you have anything...
See what happens with the election.
You sound like about 90% of businesses I've been speaking to.
What's going to happen. So
I hope the best down. Happens.
Yeah, I do too. It's already slowed down.
I know. It's been like that for a little over a year now for you guys, hasn't it?
Oh,
whole industry.
Been tough.
I still don't understand why you guys are the ones getting the hit though. What's the reason?
Hit every direction with all these regulations and all. And it's tough being in this business.
It's brutal. I can't.
I've been in it, 27 years of owning, and I've drove for. This will be my 50th year. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's really tough.
Have you guys been struggling there with, like, payroll or anything like that on the operational side? You're still able to make it through?
Yeah, it's just, you know, we just kind of, we have irregular customers, but, you know, they've slowed down. Everything's kind of slowed down, and we don't want to do any expansion or anything until we see what's going to happen.
That's crazy. That's so crazy.
And getting help, you know, it's been kind of tough here lately getting drivers. So.
I was gonna say that's been the biggest thing is these companies have all the trucks and no drivers.
Got like five sitting out here right now with no drivers on them.
Really, you have some sleepers that are just.
Yeah, but we're no hurry to hire till we see what's gonna happen. So.
I see.
We hire another trucking company to come help us when we, you know, get behind and.
Oh wow! Oh, so you kind of like outsource it if it's a little bit of an overload.
You're right.
I see.
Do we see what's going to happen?
How many trucks do you have there in your fleet currently?
24. Yes, sir.
You got about, 20 drivers then?
I think we got about 15, 16 right now.
Okay. So you still got pretty good operations.
Yeah, we do keep, you know, two or three spares all the time in case something goes down.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, it's definitely sounding like something we might be able to help you with a little bit down the road there once... We get some definitive answers here on what the situation's going to look like. But if anything does come up before then, you know, you get an opportunity there on a business. You might need some extra capital or you got taken advantage of there of some cheaper equipment. That's definitely something we can help you out with. Is still the best email there for you? Looks like hillince@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir. That's
okay.
It.
Perfect. Right. So what I'll do here is I'm just going to shoot you an email there. That way you have my up-to-date contact information and the offer. So if anything does come up, feel free to reach out.
Okay.
Well, all right, Carl.
Give us a call.
No worries.
Thank
you.
You
too.